As the world reels with the effects of the tariffs President Trump has been placing, the Senate confirmation hearings have been going on for the confirmation of some presidential appointees. One of them, Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, was sworn in as the U.S. ambassador to Israel on April 9, 2025. The U.S. Senate confirmed his nomination by 53-46 votes earlier this day. Ironically, none of the U.S. Jewish senators voted for him, with the vote being purely along political lines, except for the Democratic senator from Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, who voted for him. Mike Huckabee has had a history of support for Israel. This is the Bible in the News, and this week it was Mike Huckabee that highlighted the Bible in the news, and we're going to let his testimony speak for itself. Some highlights from his opening statement to the Senate Review Committee are worth listening to.
I'm not here to articulate or even defend my own views or policies, but rather to present myself as one who will respect and represent the overwhelmingly elected president. President Trump's historic first-term success with the Abraham Accords, I believe, gives us real hope of what will happen over the next 4 years. And I'm grateful that President Trump has charged me with the extraordinary privilege to serve as ambassador to the State of Israel if confirmed. I stand here today grateful to God for his grace and goodness, and it is the only explanation for my being here. I would say the same for the nation that I've been nominated to deploy to. Israel is a tiny nation, the size of New Jersey. And it's the only rational explanation for its existence in various forms for the past 3,500 years would be the grace
and Christianity to justify ethnic cleansing.
Now, Huckabee was interrupted by protesters multiple times during his opening remarks, who were removed from the room, and he continued unaffected.
I still believe it is the promised land. It's holy ground to Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Since 1948, when Israel was finally recognized as an independent Jewish state, it has always been under attack. The first nation to officially recognize Israel was the United States, when our president, Harry S. Truman, did so within minutes of it being constituted as an independent state. Israel faced an immediate war in 1948 from the nations that surrounded it. It had another one in 1956, 1967, 1973, and yet others in 1982, 1990, and 2014. The terrorist group Hamas launched an attack October the 7th of 2023 against innocent civilians, including pregnant women, elderly people, and even tiny and helpless babies. The impact of that massacre continues to this very day. The ongoing war and the situation with the hostages, including American citizens, makes this assignment urgent. This body acted with bipartisanship and great dispatch as a result of the October 7th massacre of Israeli citizens when our most recent ambassador, Jack Lew, was nominated by President Biden. And that sense of urgency has not dimmed. That war still continues. And for that reason, I respectfully ask your thoughtful consideration for confirmation to become our nation's ambassador to the State of Israel. Thank you.
The testimony Huckabee gave gives us an insight to the direction the Trump administration is going with reference to Israel. This is of utmost importance to us as Bible believers as we read the words of the prophets of the Bible and watch the hand of God at work in the nations around us. We would like to examine some of the testimony given by this man who has become America's ambassador to Israel, not because he was voted in, but because of the angelic hand in world affairs that Daniel reminded Nebuchadnezzar of in chapter 4, verse 17, where he states, "This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men." The various questions put to Huckabee were pointed and often referenced his personal opinions as a Bible believer. In response to Senator Ricketts, Huckabee stated,
"I cannot imagine under any circumstances that any right-minded person would find it acceptable to support or to even acknowledge that there was justification in any way for the massacre of innocent civilians on October the 7th. If I'm confirmed, I will be absolutely clear to carry the president's policies. They have been clear that Hamas will have no future in Gaza. It can't. This was not simply a cold-blooded murder in which people came across the borders and shot innocent people. They massacred them. And they did it in the way that was most physically painful and in the way that was most personally humiliating. And worse, they videotaped themselves doing it because they were proud of it, and they published it with pride. And they announced repeatedly that they would do it again. Hamas is not a government. It's not a standing army. It is a terrorist organization, and they acted like it. And they must be treated as such. And if confirmed, I would hope that this unfortunate, horrific war that has resulted in many, many deaths, including Americans, the taking of hostages for a longer period of time than even the hostages in 1979 were taken during the Iranian takeover, that all of that could come to an end and there could be accountability for what was done to Jewish people on October the 7th of 2023.
Another question was put to Mike Huckabee by Senator Ricketts, to which Huckabee responded.
Do you agree with President Trump that Iran cannot be allowed to have a nuclear weapon?
Senator, I appreciate the question because it gives me the opportunity to let you know that I absolutely believe that the president is taking the right course of action. He did it when his first term. The maximum pressure bankrupted the Iranians. It made it impossible for them to fund the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas. They didn't have the money. When his term ended and President Biden took office, unfortunately, they relaxed some of those pressures. And the result was Iran had money again. They didn't use it to help their people. They used it to murder people in Israel through the Houthis, through Hezbollah, and through Hamas. I'm grateful to serve a president who recognizes that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon and that it is better to bankrupt them than it is to bomb them.
For years, we wondered how the requirement for peace and safety that the Bible speaks about would come into play. Well, we've seen it in the last Trump term, and now again in this term, we see some of the methods the angelic hand is using. Senator Daines questioned Huckabee about relationships between Israel and Saudi Arabia, and another approach has erupted, and after that, Huckabee was able to answer.
I think the president has made it very clear that it is one of his highest priorities to bring that level of cooperation.
Mike Huckabee uses Christianity to...
All right. Out.
The president has made it very clear that his goal is to see a real and lasting peace in the entire Middle East. And part of that would have to include the Saudi Arabia government, other governments of the Gulf states, and all those who really do wish to recognize that there is not a threat from Israel toward them. This is a remarkable change in the geopolitical structure, and it is an incredible opportunity. I've used the term that I think that it's possible that this president could achieve something in the Middle East that would have, and I use the term deliberately, biblical proportion. By that, I mean that it would be astonishing and incredible to see former enemies, enemies who have fought wars from 1948, 56, 67, 73, and on, to become partners in peace, to share trade, to share economic development, to share tourism and free movement between the nations. It's not easy. It's not going to necessarily be quick. But Senator, what you have mentioned is exactly what I believe this president is committed to. He's already achieved extraordinary success in his first term. And if confirmed, I look forward to being a part of seeing the next phase of what we know to be the Abraham Accords.
Mr. Daines went on to question Huckabee on the U.S.'s commitment to the sale of arms to Israel, to which Huckabee responded again.
Senator, if confirmed, it would be a delight and privilege to work with the Secretary, the President, and the Department of Defense to ensure that we continue the commitment that we've already made. It's not a new commitment. It's a longstanding commitment to the state of Israel.
Huckabee was asked by a rather hostile Senator Merkley about his stand on the issue of Judea and Samaria.
Senator, if confirmed, it'll be my duty to carry out the president's policies, not mine. One of the things that I will recognize, an ambassador doesn't create the policy. He carries the policy of his country and his president.
But you have expressed support before for the West Bank being Israeli territory. So do you have you previously supported the idea of annexation of the West Bank?
I have previously supported it, yes, sir, Judea and Samaria. But it would not be my prerogative to make that the policy of the president.
Yeah. Do you support the annexation of Gaza as well?
Senator, once again, it would be the prerogative of the president.
When questioned by the Utah Senator Curtis, Huckabee stated the following.
Israel, in many ways, is a reflection of our own heritage and history. It is the Judeo-Christian law that there is a right and that there is a wrong upon which all of Western civilization is built, but certainly our system of government. There is no country across the globe that more mirrors our own struggle and our own level of democracy than does the state of Israel. And it's one of the reasons that it is a natural ally. The spiritual connections between your church, mine, many churches in America, Jewish congregations to the state of Israel is because we ultimately are people of the book. We believe the Bible. And therefore, that connection is not geopolitical. It is also spiritual. And to ignore that, to deny that, would be to make it very difficult for us to ever understand how to go forward in a relationship with them.
Senator Hagerty questioned Huckabee on the importance of there being no daylight between Israel and America, to which Huckabee responded.
During President Trump's first term, that there really was peace. It was peace in the Middle East. He did extraordinary things to show our relationship to Israel in recognizing Jerusalem as the eternal indigenous capital of the Jewish people. When he moved the embassy, basically the entire world told him not to do it, that the world would blow up if he did it. He did it. I happened to be with him one-on-one about 2 weeks after he made that decision and announced it. I'll never forget, Senator, what he said to me, because I asked him, why did you do it? Everyone told you not to. The world leaders, people in government positions, they all said, don't do it. You did it. Why? I'll never forget. He looked at me very simply and said, because I said I would, and it was the right thing to do. And Senator, that's why I am honored and privileged to be able to be named by this president to serve in this capacity, because I like his sense of clarity when it comes to the moral issue of standing with an ally. And right now, Israel needs an ally. And frankly, let me add, the Jewish people need to know they have friends. There's a long line of enemies that the Jewish people experience across this globe, and sadly, on some of our own university campuses. It's going to be a privilege to be able to be one of those people, not Jewish, Christian, in fact, but to say to our Jewish friends, you will never go through what you've gone through alone. We will stand not behind you. We will stand with you.
Senator Holland questioned Huckabee on the West Bank and the settlers. He questioned him about Huckabee's statement on Israel's title deed to Judea and Samaria.
Okay, so when you said in 2017, and I quote, Israel has title deed to Judea and Samaria, unquote, you did not mean it gave Israel the right to kick Palestinians off their lands in the West Bank. Am I right about that?
Senator, I've never indicated that that was a part of that. I simply referenced the biblical mandate that goes all the way back to the time of Abraham, 3,500 years ago, and that's what I was referencing. Right.
McCormick, the chair of the committee, asked Huckabee about the advancement of the Abraham Accords, to which he responded.
Everyone in all the region has everything to gain and nothing to lose by working cooperatively. If one looks at the agricultural advances that Israel has made and their willingness to share them with all of these other nations that are basically deserts, in my 52 years of traveling to Israel, I've literally seen the verses of the Bible come to life. The dry bones have come to live again, and the desert has bloomed because of Israeli advancement in hydrology, being able to use water in a way that literally turned deserts into vast array of vegetation, which now exports fruits and vegetables everywhere. Look at the technology that could be shared, which creates a greater level of security. And of course, whether it's trade, tourism, no one loses then, everyone wins. Nobody is looking at taking somebody else's territory and moving into their sovereignty. At that point, it becomes an opportunity to bring a real sense of peace for all of the people of the Middle East, whether they are of Jewish or Arab descent. And that would be something that I believe this president could uniquely bring about.
Senator Rosen questioned Mike Huckabee on a two-state solution, to which he stated,
I think the question is not, is there a need for people who are Palestinian to be able to live and have a future? The question is where and when. Where will that be? Will it be on top of the Israeli Jewish state? Or will it be somewhere that is decided upon that would be completely different only for those who wish to locate there? And here's my point. Senator, Israel is a tiny little strip of land. You know that. We all do. It's a size of New Jersey. But Muslim countries control 644 times the amount of land that Israel has. They've been surrounded by those who have sought to destroy it, annihilate it. Those who chant from the river to the sea are not bringing about peace. The Palestinians were given the opportunity in the year 2000 when Ehud Barak from Israel put everything on the table, virtually said, 100%, here it is, you get it all. And the Palestinian Liberation Organization walked away from it. The other thing that has to happen is a cultural shift. There can be no peace and two-state solution if there continues to be education from the time a child is 5 and 6 years old living under the Palestinian Authority that says it's okay, in fact, it's desirable to murder Jews and to reward them for it.
When asked why is the defense of Israel important to America, this is what he had to say.
The truth is, it's been very clear, as expressed by the Iranian government, that Israel is the appetizer and we're the entree. They don't want to stop at Israel. They certainly want to annihilate them. They've said it over and over. And there's an old saying that when people are saying again and again they're going to kill you, you might want to take them seriously. But they've also gone beyond saying they want to annihilate Israel and wipe it off the face of the earth. They've said that their ultimate goal is to first take care of the little Satan they identify as Israel and then come after the great Satan. Senator, that's us. And whatever is happening to Israel, it is the canary in the coal mine. These governments, Iran being the most notable, who want to develop a nuclear weapon and who have the audacity to wish to use it to destroy a sovereign Jewish state so that they ultimately could destroy Western civilization. That's why it matters, Senator, and I appreciate your question because I hope people will understand this is not just about Israel. It is about us. And if we don't stand with them, they stand alone. And if they fall alone, we fall next.
Senator Cruz went on to ask him,
I'd like to ask you, Governor, talk a little bit about your own assessment regarding Palestinian incitement and what that should mean to American foreign policy towards Israel in the region.
Senator, I think the question is very relevant to what's happening right now. The great tragedy is that it's hard to have a peaceful solution that involves a future for the Palestinians when they quench any hope of real democracy for their people. Abbas is now in the 20th year of his 4-year term. As we think about that, one has to ask, how many years does a person get for a 4-year term without an election, without some transfer of power, without empowering the people to speak for themselves? That's part of the real challenge that is faced in the Middle East. With the ongoing doctrine where compensation is given to those who murder Jews, parks and streets are named for those who do it, pensions are given to the families of those who are killed in the line of killing Jews, Senator, that's a difficult pathway to peace. I would further just mention that if, in fact, there is going to be a peaceful direction, we have to accept that something isn't working. And the two-state solution, the notion that everyone's going to live together, toast marshmallows around the campfire, singing kumbaya, and it's going to happen in our lifetime, is not going to happen if one of the sides doesn't believe the other one has a right to exist and continues to say, from the river to the sea. And so that's why it becomes a challenge. I have every confidence that Secretary Rubio, and especially every confidence that President Trump, wants to see a genuine, long-lasting peace for everyone in the Middle East. And it will be a privilege to serve the president to try to work toward that.
Senator Shaheen questioned Huckabee on Syria and Russia in the Middle East. And here's what he had to say on that.
There are people who want a stable Syria more than anyone in the world, the Israelis, particularly the mothers and the fathers of those 18-year-old men and women who have just been drafted into the military and who, God forbid, are going to have to go to yet another theater of war on their border. It is in the world's best interest to see their stability there. But it is in Israel's immediate interest to see that happen. And I'm confident that the president will do everything in his power to see that to fruition.
Those are some of the highlights of Mike Huckabee's testimony, which gave insight into the direction America is going to take with Israel, should the Father will it. It is fascinating to see so many references to the promises to Abraham, the prophecies of the Bible, and the Bible itself being made on such a public level. When being sworn in, Huckabee altered the last part of the pledge, turning the statement into a request.
And that I will well and faithfully
discharge the duties of the office.
Discharge the duties of the office
on which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
It will be interesting to see how God helps Mike Huckabee and those the angels have placed in positions of influence to bring about his purpose with the nation of Israel. For the Bible in the News, this has been Jonathan Bowen joining you.